Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and thank you for joining me on beautiful BBS Radio. And I hope you all are doing well tonight. We have a very special guest for you this evening on Visible by Numbers. I am delighted to welcome back Michelle Whitedove to the show. And I got to tell you, our listeners really enjoyed Michelle, her past appearances, and I don't think she really needs much of an introduction, so I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'll tell you a little bit about Michelle Whitedove. She's naturally gifted since childhood. Michelle Whitedove has many God-given talents. These abilities enable her to connect to her guardian angels and spirit guides to give a clear and accurate information about personal issues, world events, and the future. She has a 98% accuracy rate with her readings. Five-time author, Michelle Whitedove is a world-class medium whose mission is to empower humanity as a spiritual teacher and visionary. Whitedove actively works as a medical intuitive, psychic investigator, angel communicator, spirit medium, and a futurist. As an expert in her field, she has been featured on some of America's most informative programs, CBS News, Fox News, ABC's 190 North, Coast to Coast AM, PBS TV, and NPR Radio, just to name a few. And she's certainly turned skeptics into believers by demonstrating her extraordinary abilities as the winner of Lifetime TV's America's Psychic Challenge. So, Michelle, I am just delighted to have you back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, always a pleasure to have you, Michelle. And I got to tell everybody, you know, I met Michelle at a workshop that she did for Susan Duvall Seminars in PA this spring. You loved cold, chilly PA, didn't you, Michelle?
What was that? I'm sorry.
You loved cold, chilly PA, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were shivering.
Yes.
But I got to tell everybody, I mean, I attended your workshop, and I got to say, girl, you are an impressive speaker.
Thank you.
It was a wonderful presentation. You've got a lot of persona. You really are amazing to watch. But, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but, you know, you're kind enough to, we had a few moments together. I said hello. Your, I don't know what you would call it, energy or field, you about knocked me on my butt. Did you know that?
No. I'm so sorry.
I'm telling you, I walked up to you. You got up from your chair, you reached over to hug me. As soon as you got close to me, you physically made me shake inside. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, what is wrong with me? Because your energy, do you know that, has anybody ever said that you did that to them?
Not quite to that degree, but my manager and my personal assistant and my crew, you could say, the posse, spiritual posse.
Your posse.
They often tell me that...
Turn it down?
They turn it down, that they can feel me, that I'm going to blow them over.
I'm telling you, it was such, I was so calm, and there was no reason until I got right up there close into your, I would assume, auric field or your energy field.
Yes, it's quite large, my aura.
You can
feel me coming in the building before I'm it's not a negative thing. It's just a lot of energy, and whenever I'm speaking or working, you know, that energy is emanating.
You're turned on.
Exactly, from the inside out. They don't let me near electrical things these days.
Well, I'll tell you what, next time I'm going to put a lot of grounding stones before I come anywhere near you, girl, because I'm telling you, you had this major effect on me. But I very much feel energy.
I'm very sensitive, but it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Oh, no, it was wonderful. It was wonderful, but if you notice me going, trying to stutter to say something to you, it was you were knocking me off my feet. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Most people don't pick up on that. You just, you know, being that you're very intuitive and all that, you really felt it.
Yeah, well, I did feel you. And it was really, not only that, but I was just totally enjoying your presentation. And talk about these upcoming appearances. You know, I was on your website, and, you know, we're going to talk about a few of these for April, but really basically, people, if I recommend going, if you get the opportunity to listen to Michelle, any one of her many workshops and speaking engagements, or even to get a reading from her, I mean, she's just marvelous. Now, you've got some things coming up in April and May, something in April. Let's see, we got Fort Lauderdale, May 3rd and 4th, for the New Life Expo.
That's
Los
right.
Angeles, May 30th, June 1st, Book Expo America.
That's
and
right.
There's a whole bunch more. There were some in April. I'm sorry, I didn't pick them up. It's not on my paper here. But there's also some in April, right?
Yes, I have a lot of events, and my website is always updated to the moment, believe it or
right.
not, because so many things come up, you know,
right.
interviews. And
right.
I'm a busy lady, as you can see.
Oh, just a tad bit busy, yeah, I'd say. So
yes.
So anyone that's out there that's listening, just go to Michelle's website, www.michellewhitedove.com. You can get that spelled perfectly right there on the show info page. All the information about Michelle is there. And check out her upcoming appearances. And, yeah, you're going to be a busy lady. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I was reading on your website, too, that there's a little bit of announcement there that private readings, that you may be discontinuing them or not doing one-on-ones anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, I really don't want to do that, to be honest with you, because I feel like there's so many readers that are out there that when they get to a certain level, they pull back and then the people
mm-hmm.
lose them, you know, as far
mm-hmm.
as the individual mm-hmm. private readings go. So it's something I try to still put in my busy schedule, but I'm getting ready to do television and start filming, and if you know anything about TV, it's quite grueling and brutal.
So is there anything you can tell us about television, TV, what
well,
you're upcoming?
Well, let's just say that I am getting ready to film, and I can't really give up too much information.
Oh,
I can't let you know what the network is yet and all that, but it will be posted up on my website immediately, and everyone will get an email blast, and you won't be able to miss me. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm going to be doing the private readings until I start filming, and even as I'm filming, you have certain time off.
Sure.
So I'm just going to try to fit those private readings in so many days a week if I can.
Well, if you could put it in, let's say, very short, brief. If someone wanted a private reading from you, Michelle, you know, there's all kinds of different types of readings and different things that you do. What would you say if you were to put that in something rather small?
Well, I do private readings that are based on the person's life right now, and really encompasses a lot of things, whether it's their health, their love life, their career, really everything.
Uh-huh.
And then I do past life readings, and then I also do spiritual counseling with children, and I also work murder cases, missing children cases and murder cases. So that's a lot right there, not counting the books that I write and the radio interviews and television and the books and, you know, and I could go on and on. That's why I always tell people, just go to the website, michellewhitedove.com, because you can always check out the media and the appearances there.
Sure.
And there's so many ways to access me. That's why I really like to work across the board. So for people that can't afford private readings, they can always call in on the radio show, you know. Or
right.
if I'm teaching, they can always get information there or through the book.
Right.
So
I did hear that you were very kind at, I think it might have been Vicky Fox's, or it was somebody just before
yes.
you got, that you actually stayed, and you weren't feeling well.
That is correct.
And you stayed well beyond the time that they had booked you, and you gave everyone that was there a little mini reading or
a
brief.
That's true.
Heard this.
Well, gosh, it's a small world, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. It's
yes,
a small world.
Is.
And that was a really, I know that you weren't feeling well, and you stayed, and that says a lot about you.
Thank you.
As a person, God bless you.
I always give some, you know, I always try to give everyone in the audience something. To me, I feel that that's what they're there for. And for me, if I didn't have the people, I really believe that I wouldn't have nothing, because it's the people that support me, and that's
sure.
why I do what I do, and that's give me fuel for the fire to...
Well, you left Pennsylvania with a really good impression, I'll tell you.
Well, that's good, because I'm going back to Pennsylvania, so it's good to hear that.
Oh, well, good. Well, when you do, you can just tell Joseph Tittle that I'm taking you out to dinner this time.
Oh,
okay?
Good, I will. I'm going back
in
October.
Hold on a minute, mister. Okay.
October it will be.
October, oh,
yes.
good.
Yes.
Well, that's
and then I'm going to hold you to that. We'll go to dinner.
All right, that sounds great. I know that we've got a lot of things to discuss, and Seth told me when we came on air that we already had people calling in, and we will get to the people that are calling in. I promise you guys, I promise. But I want to talk to you for just one moment about the predictions in your blogs, okay? And if you don't mind, Michelle, I mean, I was looking over them 2007 in May, you made some predictions.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here and I'm shaking my head, okay? Shaking my head going, how does she know that, you know, this is a really very accurate things that you predicted.
Thank
you. The recession, for goodness sakes, going
yes.
into depression. You were the one that said gold would reach over $800 per ounce. And what is it, up to nine-something?
Yeah, it fluctuates. But basically, it's anywhere from, you know, the high eights to 900.
Uh-huh. You're talking about the stock market crash before 2009. Good God.
Yes.
And that the government really has actually had to jump in a couple of times to try to save it, to keep it stabilized.
And they have, yes.
And the airlines beginning to close. Heavens to Betsy, what have we been seeing in the paper, banks?
Yes.
You know, the only one I'm looking at is gas going up to $6 to $8 per gallon. My God.
I know.
That's when I really wished that you were wrong.
I know, too.
I want to talk about the presidential elections just for a moment here.
Here we go, yes.
I saw that you had predicted way long time ago, was it even in the elections, I think you predicted in 2007, and you said that what you were being shown was Hillary Clinton as president. And you recently put it like a little more on the blog about this. And even though things don't look that great for Hillary, you're still saying, no, I'm seeing Hillary as being the president. This is her destiny.
Yep, I'm holding my ground.
And, you know, I got to tell you, Michelle, I've looked at her charts, and I tell you, she has got this thing sitting in her chart right now, which is what numerologists call dark night of the soul.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Her essences, it's in the essences. It's the 16-7. It's called dark night of the soul. And usually what happens during this time, it's a time where you really have to search the depths of your soul, and you have to have faith and just keep holding strong to your passions in your heart to get through it, but things don't work out the way you intended it or you think that they're going to work out. In the long run, it makes you a better person. In the long run, it actually is beneficial for you. However, at that time, you just don't see it.
Right.
So this difficulty with her campaign is really written into her chart.
Well, there's no doubt about that, absolutely.
Right. Now, Obama, I thought what was really interesting that you wrote was you said that things were going to start showing up with him.
That's correct.
You know, recently he stepped on his own shoes, and when he said something about, you know, the people in Pennsylvania, of course, you know, the primary is the 22nd here of April, and he actually offended the people of Pennsylvania.
Yes, he
already.
Did. Yes,
and there was a little bit of
time.
Arrogance in what he had said.
Well, there's a pompous attitude, a bit of a cockiness there that, I don't know about you, but I never found ego and cockiness to be an attribute
no.
or redeeming quality. I think he's getting ahead of himself. And, you know, again, these elections and these predictions that I give are not based on my opinion, but they're based on the
sure.
information that Spirit gives me, and
sure.
who am I to edit the information. And I talked about Hillary actually even further back, even when
sure.
I got a lot of heat for saying that Bush would get it 2 terms, when everyone told me, including Alan Combs, I was out of my mind. And, you know, it came to pass. And if you look at my first book, She Talks with Angels, all of the predictions that I wrote in that, which was in 2000, have already come to pass.
Sure.
And, you know, I started people, even just up to recently, yesterday, have called me up and said, Michelle, aren't you going to change your mind on this? It's not looking good for Hillary. And I said, no, I'm not, because who am I to question, once again, Spirit?
Sure.
I've had 2 consecutive dreams that Hillary was on the stage bringing it home. One, you know, Spirit has always told me that she would be the first woman president, and if she had her way, she would have served. She would have run last term, but she knew that there was no way that she would make it. The people weren't ready for that. The people are definitely ready for a Democrat. However, you know, what I find to be disappointing is people are like, oh, well, I'm voting for the man because he's a man, or I'm voting because he's black, or I'm voting for a woman because she's a woman, or she's white, and it shouldn't have anything, you and I both know, to do with gender or color. It should be who's the best person for the people. And Spirit said to me that this was her destiny, this was her mission statement. She had been preparing it long before Bill was. And who do we think was behind Bill Clinton, you know? So I have mixed feelings on both of them, to be honest with you. But however, I'm interested, as anyone else, I would believe, for the best person for the people, because of the affairs of this country, our, not only our economy, our deficit, war, it goes on and on.
Right. Well, I was recently interviewed about what I thought, and I really have to say with Hillary that passion is something that can take you a long way to fixing some problems, I'll tell you.
That's true.
And I think that she truly is a visionary, that she truly has passion. And I have to say, one very strong characteristic in her, when she says she cares about those that are less fortunate, she cares about the middle class, and not the rich, but she cares about everybody, but mostly the people that aren't getting a fair shake.
That's
and
right.
I really believe that that is an absolute true statement for her, because in her energy that very much is present. And I do think that you, with passion and with a desire and a vision and a dream, I think you can do anything. And you add those two things together, and I think that this is somebody that can be very effective. When I look at Obama, I see someone that has a gift with tact and diplomacy.
That's correct.
And knowing how to say the right things. Well, saying the right things sometimes is what a person wants to hear.
That's correct.
But I also see somebody that has leadership ability, absolutely. However, there is also ego. There's a lot of ego in that chart. And I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing. I think you have to have ego in order to be president of the United States of America. I think you have to believe in yourself.
I think you have to have confidence.
Oh, absolutely. I think you do.
And a certainty. But it's nice to have people that are humble.
Right.
You know, and also we want a president that's going to have a plan.
Sure,
and
we need
maybe
a plan.
You know, make some really tough decisions. And I think this particular term, I wouldn't, if you gave me all the money in the world or tea in China, I would not want to take that position, because this is going to be one of the most difficult times in our history that a president serves and makes some of the hardest choices. And I don't feel that he's ready for that. And you're going to see more and more as time passes where he sticks his foot into his mouth and where some dirt comes out. And I believe some of it's made up, and I believe some of it there's truth.
I think you're going to see it in April for him, because this is a balancing month for him.
Yeah, I think that he would have made a much better preacher than the president.
Okay. Giggling a little bit there. Yeah, okay.
I did a little naughty, but it was fair.
Well, I will say one thing that I find confusing in Hillary's chart is her birthday is in October. Energy shifts for her in October. And if she gets recognition, and that there's achievement, and there is promotion, and all good things in her chart after October. We know that the primary is way before that. It's in August.
Right.
There's also an A that's sitting in her chart, and people that know about numerology, of course, this is a show that we discuss numerology. When you have an A transit, there's a big opportunity and a big shift in your life that sits there with an A transit, and that's sitting there in her chart, but not until October.
Right.
So I do know that looking forward into Hillary's chart, she's got some very difficult years coming up. And
if
she is president, I'm fairly certain that that's what that can mean. So
absolutely.
And, you know, the one thing, I don't know if you saw an article, but there recently was this article, and it was talking about 600 earthquakes are detected off of Oregon. Did you see that perchance?
Yes, actually, I've been watching that, because I've been waiting. One of my predictions in the year 2008 that L.A. takes a major hit through an earthquake, and we have the Ring of Fire that's just been hot and active, and, you know, people don't understand that what happens on one side of the world affects the other side of the world, and it's not always a positive thing.
Sure.
So we're going to see a lot of natural catastrophic events, along with global events, with war and, you know, just the government and their experiment. I mean, we just really have. I always tell people, get ready. 2008 is going to be a roller coaster ride. And
I don't think 2009 is going to be any better, really.
I have to agree. I
think it's
going to
be worse. That's
if anything, it'll probably be worse, unless we change the collective consciousness, which starts with, you know, individually waking up and then collectively. So that just makes me want to work that much harder, because, you know, I have to live here. My children, their children, and when we reincarnate, we're here cleaning up the mess as well. So, you know, I say, why not clean it up now? Let's start now.
And do you feel, and I'm trying to grasp the collective consciousness, but if enough people awaken and enough people desire change and want to see, I mean, there's riots over food now.
That's right.
In the poor countries, because the price of food has gone up. If enough people in their consciousness send out thoughts of love and send out thoughts of peace and desire and wanting change. Is this how we shift the energy?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's the awakening.
It has to start individually, where we create change within ourselves that then creates change with outside of ourselves by getting a spiritual education, not just saying, oh, I know this, I believe this, but living it.
Living it.
Then sharing that knowledge, the discernment of that knowledge, which is true power, with others. So then collectively we wake up, and then we come together in numbers and we say, hey, you know what? This isn't really working out for not just one of us or two of us, but all of us.
Right.
And so we take a collective, you know, a collective stand, a collective voice,
Right.
And I think that that's what people are starting to recognize now, that, you know, the systems are not working out for us, not only the legal system, but medical care here, the economy, the elections, and how they come to the decision of determining who's going to be the president. You know, we're told we have a choice, but then when we really look at it, do we have a choice? Mm-hmm. It's almost like the choice is predetermined or made for us. And that's going to stay that way until we do start speaking up and out, again, individually and collectively, and making those changes within our own life. Because I always say, don't throw stones if you're living in a glass house, you know.
Right.
The change begins with us. And when we do that, we set an example to others, and they say, hey, what do you have? Why are you so happy in times like this? How come you're abundant when we're in a recession? You know, there's a lot of different ways to spend that or look at that. And, you know, going back to Hillary for a minute,
sure.
I have my issues there, but I also have my issues with Obama. But I still feel, as you said, that she really truly does care about where we are, not only in war, but the deficit, the medical community, all of this. And I feel that she is doing the work. She's not just talking about it and believing in it, but she has a plan A, B, and C, and that's really what I want to see. It has nothing to do with her gender or being a woman. I mean, if I had to vote right now, not only based on what Spirit's given me, saying Hillary, that this is her destiny since birth, but also based on what I've seen, I'll tell you right now, I would vote for Hillary over Obama.
You know, and I do want to say, numerically speaking, again, you know, although I'm sure this is not necessarily something that she would announce, I would not be the bit surprised if Hillary has had her own visions, because she really has some numbers that would allow her to have prophetic dreams and to have her own visions and actually
yes.
be in touch with spirit. And I believe that there's a knowing, there's an intuitiveness about that woman. And I do think that there's something she is connected to as well. I just do.
I think, energy that I see. Yeah, well, she also has the super delegates, you know. She has more super delegates than Obama, and that's a determining factor, too, that people aren't realizing.
Right. It ain't over till it's over.
That's exactly.
And I really, you got to give her a lot of credit for fighting.
Yeah, and I think she's doing it very diplomatically,
sure,
honestly.
Sure,
yeah.
Okay, well, I do know, and there's a lot of things that I'm sure that we could probably talk for eons. But I do know that a lot of people waiting and wanting for you to come on the show,
yep.
that they would like to try to get through to you. And so I do want to kind of open up the lines. Let's be clear, to make it easy for you and the listeners and also for myself. If somebody was to call into the show, what is it that you would need from them in order to do, give them a little bit of insight or advice?
Thank you. One, I would need them to clearly speak up to hearing them. I need to hear their voice, their vibration. That's the connection.
Okay.
Besides prayer and meditation, that's all I utilize. Unless I'm doing private readings and I'll work with photos to read the electric magnetic field. But I'd like them to ask one specific, let me repeat that, specific question. I only ask for their first name and sometimes their birth sign. I'm not interested in their age, just their energy. And usually, please let all your listeners know I'm not one to edit the information. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a straight shooter. And if I don't know, I'm the first one to say that, because I find that there's nothing worse than people or psychics, so-called psychics or mediums, making something up to save face.
Right.
There's no integrity in that.
Right.
So I am a big enough person to say, if it's there, it's there. I'll give you exactly as I receive it. If it's not, I'll tell you I don't know.
And I've actually seen you do that. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's integrity, and we don't always get everything all the time. So you know,
that's right. I certainly don't claim to be perfect.
Okay. Okay, so everybody, just repeating that again for Michelle. We're going to open up the lines. You're welcome to call. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you just got a comment, just have something to say, Michelle. That's great. If you would like her to give you a little bit of insight, she's just asking for you to have a specific question. And please, you know, sometimes when we get somebody on the line and they're not speaking up, we can't hear you, so... you know, shout it out to us so that we can hear you, because she needs to connect to your energy, so speak up. Don't stand by your computer. Go into the other room to make your phone call so there's no feedback, okay? The lines are going to be open. Let me give you the numbers. Everybody, my guest this evening is Michelle White Dove, world-class medium. She's psychic. She's amazing. I don't need to go over her introduction. Just delighted to have her back on the show. We welcome your calls. We welcome your questions. So if you want to call, speak to Michelle. Here are the toll-free numbers. USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can also call direct at 530-876-3222. Okay, and if you didn't catch those numbers, you can find them right on the front page of BBS Radio. And Seth, if you're listening, you can put the calls through. And so until we get the calls, I did want to ask you one other thing, Michelle.
Sure.
I was reading in your blogs, and this is just amazing. Just before I do my radio show, I always meditate. I always ask for a blessing for my guests and a blessing for myself and also for my listeners. And my granddaughter and grandson and my daughter are staying with me this weekend, and my little granddaughter, I told my daughter, I said, well, I'm going to go meditate, and then I've got to do the show. And my granddaughter came down, and she said, can I meditate with you, Grammy?
Aww.
And I said, absolutely. So I handed her a crystal, we put on our music, and we started our meditation, and so she meditated for the show. And you wrote, I found this so fascinating, that a high increase in fertility because of the amount of souls allowed being here is dwindling.
That's correct.
And that a soul must make a reservation which only God can ordain. And there's a great rise in Blu-ray children being born. Because younger souls are no longer incarnating on this planet. These old souls have come to help us in the transit to ascension. And, of course, you go on to talk about ADD and ADHD and the drugs that they've been giving. I was just wondering, would you be so kind as to maybe expand on that a little bit?
About the indigo children?
Yeah.
The indigo children, a lot of the souls that are primarily being born right now are the indigo children. They also go by the Blu-ray children, the crystal children, the rainbow children. They're all the same collective group that are very old souls that come in. They're extremely wise. They have a great body of knowledge that, you know, an old soul is not based on their age or the number of incarnations. It's based on the soul. And they also not only come in knowing what their contract is and how to go about it and being brilliant as far as their IQ, but they're also very intuitive and natural mediums. And they are here with great conviction, I'll say, and the veil has been lifted for them. They're not in a state of amnesia or fogginess.
Sure.
And so we have all of these indigo children that are coming in to help us create the changes that we need on a global scale to be our next world leaders and, you know, create the solutions to global problems. We also have an uprise of autism, which these children are very special also because they're here to show us unconditional love at all times and remind us of what that is because we so quickly forget, regardless of how they're treated or what occurs, they're always very loving.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to see infertility rise as it is and endometriosis rise among young women. Because really the doors have been closed. The only souls that they're letting through are the indigo children because they are here to help us make that shift in consciousness, which some people refer to as the ascension or the phoenix rising.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Christians refer to it in Revelations as the Armageddon, the end of the world. Now, it's not the end of the world doom and gloom as some of them have been taught. It's the end of old man-made programs that no longer work for us and creating new ways for this generation. And these children are like little wise masters, you know.
So,
And the reason why they call them indigo children is because their aura is of that indigo color.
Right.
And they're usually marked also. And they're brilliant from the time they come out.
So we have ringers, what I like to call ringers.
Yes.
Really,
yes.
It's kind of like planting, you know, these people that little souls that are here to help us. Good.
That's right.
Well, thanks for explaining that because I, you know, I find it amazing that she's so open to, you know, the idea of meditation closes her eyes and it was just beautiful.
It's natural for her, exactly.
Yeah, she's like, well, okay, let's do that.
All right. I love that.
So we have a caller, I believe. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. Hi, Michelle. My name is Zoe from Virginia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
And you hear her all right, Michelle?
Very, very lightly. If she could speak up, that'd be great.
So sure. Is it better now?
Very much better. Thank you.
Okay,
you have a question for Michelle?
Yes. Michelle, can you please tell me, will I start a new career with a new company anytime soon?
Yes, because the company that you're with now I see is downsizing, cutting corners, actually looking for excuse to get rid of some of their help. So if you were smart, you would put in either a transfer or you would start making a plan to find work outside of that. I always tell people have a plan A, B, and C. I would say probably to the next 3 to 6 months you'll make that change, and you're already aware of this on a conscious level as well as intuitively. So therefore, I would tell you to just get ready and, you know, start looking and be ahead of them versus where you have to say, whereas they don't say, well, you know what, here's your decision or your ultimatums, and then decide, you know, rather, meaning whether they cut you loose or if they downsize again as far as your pay, whatnot. There's a lot of changes that are taking place there, so I would tell you to get busy and start looking for work elsewhere.
Which I have, actually. Do you see me working for a skincare company?
Did not hear her. What?
She, skincare company. Do you see her working for a skincare company?
That would be more of like something that you would do that would be part-time or to help you with your funds, you know, meaning monetarily, but I don't feel that that would be solely what you do to pay the bills. That would just be one part of it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
All right. You know, it's interesting. On an intuitive level, she was already listening. You know?
True. That's true.
I don't know if you heard her say that. Do you find that to be true, that a lot of people kind of already, if they just would listen, take the time, spend some time, listen, maybe do some meditation, that they
Absolutely.
Could get their own answers?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I do my private readings, they're like, oh, that's what I thought. That's what I thought I knew, you know. And I always say to people, I'm really not telling you anything you don't know. I'm just confirming what you already knew that you questioned, or giving you from an unbiased source, you know.
Right. Validation even.
Yeah, validation. So
sure.
The intuition is very important. That
it is important. Right.
Utilize that.
Well, we have another caller. Caller, who's calling?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm very well. I'm assuming you have a question.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I would like to know if you see my health or energy getting any better in the next 6 months or so.
In the next 6 months, yes, and you need to work with the Archangel Raphael. The Archangel Raphael works with all practitioners of healing, Western or Eastern, or the combination of that, and those that need to be healed. You have had an angel assigned to you under the ranks of Raphael to help you through this time. The other thing that I feel that you really need to be aware of, have you had your red and white blood count tested?
Not recently.
Okay, you need to get that looked at, because a lot of times, whether there's an illness or even an infection that may be due to a low immune system or something a little bit more serious, it's always detected in the white blood count if it's very high. And that's something that immediately comes through with spirit that you need to address, because I work as a medical intuitive. Even though I work as a medical intuitive, I still send my clients to the doctors to verify these things and get them addressed.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
But you will be getting better within the next 6 months. I feel that you'll be past it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless
you both.
Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That must be, you know, I would think, being a medical intuitive, that sometimes it's difficult to do those readings.
It is. I had one earlier today that I'll tell you, I had to actually lay down and take a nap afterwards because the heart was hurting me so bad.
Do you feel it physically with your body?
Yeah, I physically feel it. All my senses are heightened. You know, I see, hear, feel, smell, taste, and know. And so people always say, oh, it's such a gift you have. It's such a wonderful thing. And I always say to them, listen, it is a double, it's a, you know, a double, how do they say that expression?
Double-edged sword.
Yeah, thank you. And that, yes, on many days it's a blessing, but on many days I almost feel like it's a curse, you know, and it comes with a great responsibility.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does. Well, yeah. We have another caller, Michelle. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Hi. Hi, my name is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Is this Michelle?
This is Allison. Michelle's listening. Go ahead with your question.
I am calling just to looking for some direction where my life should be headed, because I've been going through a lot of changes recently, and I know Michelle's got a lot of insight in that area.
Okay, honey, you're going to have to be more specific. We're on the radio, and there's a lot of callers waiting, so what area do you want to target?
Well, my personal life, love life.
Okay, what's your birth sign?
I'm Scorpio.
Scorpio. I see one person that comes in and out, and in and out, like a transit, you know, someone that you're talking to, you're seeing them, they're out of your energy, they're back in your energy, it's like back and forth. Probably for the next, I'd say, 6 months or a year, and then I see somebody coming in that's more of what I call a partnership, that's a monogamous, mutual love for one another, where you're together. So this is an area I feel that you've been struggling with for a while, and that you're still struggling with, but I always say to people, there's our time and then there's God's time, divine timing. And there are other things that you need to really get in order and stay true to, like your spiritual path, your work, your home, your health, all of these things, so that when that person that is more like a soulmate or at least a kindred spirit that you have, you're able to hold that space and place with that person and not bring your emotional baggage or trauma or emotional baggage into that relationship where you start off nice and clean. So, again, I would say probably about next 6 months, year, you'll have a relationship that's a long-lasting relationship.
Okay. Thank you so much. I think that's very much right on of what I'm going through.
Well, thank you. And just listen, I want to say this before you hang up to save yourself a lot of aggravation. You know, we have free will, and we can bring things to us sooner, and we can actually also have the will to push things away. So why don't you nip this relationship that you're in now in the bud and be done with it, and that will bring you into the next relationship sooner.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye.
Somebody's getting a Dear John letter. Oh, you know, it's so funny with numerology. You know, you do, a lot of women want to know, when is Mr. Right coming? When am I
right?
going to meet someone?
Yeah. Very common question.
And it does pretty much show in the energy of the numbers. It, just because there are numbers that, when they appear in your chart, it's kind of like that door's open for that relationship, for commitment, for meeting
right.
a soulmate. Certainly. But it is about timing. It absolutely is about timing. There
it
are
really
times
is.
In our life where our doors are open for this. So
yeah.
I find it interesting. And we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Caroline from Toronto.
Hi, Caroline. Do you
Hi.
Have a question for Michelle?
I do. Michelle, I'm taking some equine courses, and I was wondering if you could give me some insight on that.
I can't hear her. She's taking what?
What kind of courses, Caroline?
Equine horse courses. Horses.
I didn't get it again. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Race courses, horse courses.
Horse.
Oh,
yes.
Horse courses.
Okay.
Equine.
Like to animal, like an animal communicator. Is that what she's saying?
Somewhat. Also working with energies with horses.
So like a like kind of scanning the medical intuitive and animal communicator.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing.
Uh-huh.
So, what was her question?
Well, I'm a city girl, and I just started working with horses, and I took my first course this weekend, and I was wondering if I should continue on that path.
I think so. I think it's something that you're really going to make a connection to, because what I saw you doing with the horses that actually they refer to of you, that you're doing already, is sort of like a medical intuitive where you're scanning them and giving them energy and finding what places are okay and what places aren't. But also communicating with them as what we refer to as an animal communicator or horse whisperer, where you kind of make this, it's an impact and connection with the horses that you're taking the time and the interest to listen to hear what they have to say or feel what they have to say, because there's more ways than working. People say, oh, well, you know, it's not like horses can say, hey, this is my name, Petey, and my right ankle is hurting me, or, you know. It's really more what you hear in your head or what you see or you feel. And I see you doing that, and I think that it's something that you have a lot of unconditional love towards and vice versa. And horses are just wonderful creatures. They're probably one of my favorites. They represent power, stamina, healing abilities, astral travel. And they're very, very powerful animals that have made a pact or oath with man going way back that they would allow us to use them for transportation, to ride them before the car, you know, the horse and the buggy, the chariot, you know, this type of thing. So I think this is something for you that you'll feel really good about, and you'll be able to help a lot of horses that maybe some people have given up on. So absolutely.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Caroline. You know, you're talking about animal communication, and my dog recently, my beloved dog, 7 years, we had to let him go. He was very ill, and he was definitely communicating with me towards the end. I absolutely would sit down and say, what do you want me to do? What can I do for you?
Yeah.
And I can't even begin to tell you how strongly I felt this communication coming from him. And it's so funny that even after he passed, even after I like to think of it, he was set free, because you know, certainly he was blind and had many, many medical problems.
Wasn't the kidney shutting down too, right?
It could have been many things.
Yeah.
It could have been many things. But he, he's actually been communicating rather well since he's crossed over.
Well, they still stay with you in spirit if needed, if that connection's there. And then, you know, what I love about animals is they never fear, you know, taking on our illnesses or dying. They don't see it as dying.
No.
They see it just as a transition where they're still with us in their lighter body. So, I mean, not only horses, but dogs are one of my favorite, too, because they represent unconditional love, the service of humanity, loyalty, and they're great gatekeepers. So I have a great love for dogs as well.
Oh, absolutely. And there is a doggy heaven, right?
Oh, absolutely. They all the animal kingdom resides on the first level of heaven called paradise or utopia.
Oh.
They're actually a part of the earth angels.
Oh, well, you know, we talk about sensitivity, we talk about feeling energy, and I have to say that there's a certain energy that was him. Very peaceful, very regal.
Very loyal to you, too.
Boy. Oh, fabulous.
My gosh, really a strong connection there.
Yes. And
prideful.
I could feel him so strongly for, especially the first week, that it actually was overwhelming for me.
Well, you know, it's interesting, just the fact that you said, for you to feel my energy the way you did, I have to be honest with you, not too many people have felt my energy on that level other than my manager or my personal assistant or, you know, the people that are very close to me all the time. So that really tells me a lot about your level of sensitivity with energies.
Well, I told you when I looked at your numerology chart that, and this did not predispose me to the reaction, because I'm a very logical and very normal, just about normal as can be. But you have this thing sitting in your chart about this plane of expression physical, that when you hit the 10 range, when you come up with a 10 or anything along those lines, it says that you're made for great things, my dear, and that you have a huge physical energy and a huge auric field, and that, you know, and I knew that I had, you know, when I was doing your charts, and my God, this is so unusual. I've only seen it, I think, in maybe two people's charts, and all the time that I've been doing numerology, and I lost count. We're talking a couple thousand charts at least.
Wow.
So, but it really was not in my mind. I just walked up to you. And you about knocked me on my butt because it caused me to physically shake inside.
So,
I was reacting
to
your energy.
I never had an astrologer tell me that, you know, that's not my area of expertise. I'll leave that to you. So it's interesting to hear it from your perspective and looking at my chart because, you know, most people don't even tell me that, to be honest. So it's nice to hear that from you just to kind of get that.
I would be happy to validate that and 3,000 other things about you. Okay, anytime you want to call up, girl, I'll be happy to do that.
I was going to say, I think I'll have to call you and get a reading.
Yeah, well, you should because, you know, you might as well come to the best that numerology has to offer
you.
That's
right.
Come see me.
Right. So far, you sound like you really get it.
We have another caller, and so let's move on. And who's calling, please?
This is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, and I'm assuming you have a question for Michelle.
Yes, I do. I've been struggling financially for about 3 years. Actually, it's been a lot longer than that, but 3 years I've been really struggling. I've been trying job after job, and I'm wondering, is there any good news regarding finances? You know, I can ask, maybe will I get a new job, but basically I'm just wondering about finances because I've had to struggle so much.
Okay, well, I'm dyslexic, and I have no problem saying that on the air because I am, so I flip my numbers. And the number that keeps coming to me is either 3 or 13. So you either
have... It's a 3 or a 13?
Yes. So either you have 3 more months before this occurs, the change in job, or 13 months, because I'll flip them. And I always find it spot on in my readings, one or the other. So it's either between 3 or 13 months, which is before you really get into a place of, I want to say, empowerment with your career and financially, where you get stable. This has been going on, you're right. It's been going on a lot longer than what you said. And
yeah.
I feel like you're kind of coming out of that. So let's say even if it's been three, I don't want to go really with more 13 months and say within a year and 3 months, you'll be very comfortable, very stable, caught up, and doing something that you feel very good about where the ground is solid. So you just have to keep kind of, you know, moving forward, trying to be stable, be in the present moment, give it 110%, and just keep going forward. That's what we have to do. You know, it's not an easy thing. But I see you having that endurance and to, I don't know, just the fight, that survivor in you to do that. And I know it's been a long time coming, but when it comes, you'll feel that it was a long time coming, but you'll feel very satisfied and a sense of completion, and that's what's important. I always say good things don't come easy. You know, they come to those that that we work hard and we wait. Again, divine timing. So don't give up. You know, keep moving forward.
Okay. Well, shoot, I was hoping it would be a lot sooner because I have to keep borrowing money just to pay my rent. And I was
That's
hoping that I've been doing this for 3 years now.
Wait, stop there. That's 3 years. You know, it's the three. That's 3 years. 3 months, you make a change. So it's probably, okay, it's been 3 years. 3 months, you make another job change where you're bringing in income. But it's 13 months also, my guides are telling me, before you're completely stable and you have everything under control, where you're on top again. You're not sitting on a pile of bills. Do you understand? So that's really not that bad. For you to be up and going again in 3 months and then to finalize everything in 13 months, that's relatively quick, believe it or not. And you've already been doing this, you said, for 3 years. So just know that it's going to get better.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye, Bonnie. Many people are in financial crisis, I find.
Well, let's face it, we're in a recession. The economy is definitely putting a hurting on everyone. They're trying to take out the lower middle class, the upper middle class, and they're doing a good job in it. And that's where we really have to not buy into that fear, but, know that we all are co-creators of our reality and we have free will. And it's all about the steps of creation, putting out there what we want, believing it, and then going through the motions.
Right. I think that's one of the hardest things that people
yes.
is really what you have to be. And when it comes to money, I think so many people get stuck in that I'm worried about money.
Absolutely.
And they're afraid to spend the last $20 because there's a limitation. There's no more where that came from. And
see,
you have to spend it like there's more where that came from. I have no limitations to my finances. And you have to be it.
Absolutely. Live your life like a prayer. I know I certainly don't live in the past or the future. I'm in the moment, and I always say there's enough for today and all my tomorrows, and
exactly.
I believe it, and I live it.
And give it away, because there's more where that came from. That's why I just give it to charity, be generous, more where that came from.
The more you give, the more you get, and
exactly.
there really are no limitations
exactly.
except for the ones you put on you.
There you go. We have another caller, so who's calling, please?
Hi, can you hear me?
Speak up a little bit louder.
Can you hear me?
Vaguely,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, my name is Sheila.
Sheila?
Yeah, hi. I would like to ask Michelle, I'm in a situation where I need to decide whether or not to move back east with my family. The reason that I'm somewhat hesitant is because of their belief system.
Okay.
And I just want to know, what should I do? I feel like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
What is your birth sign?
Pardon?
What is your birth sign?
I'm a Libra.
Yeah, Libras love to procrastinate. Dear, I know that you're having a bit of an issue with their belief system, but everyone's entitled to their belief system. That's why God honors free will. Put that aside. You don't have to necessarily agree. Many people don't even agree with your belief system, but we have to respect that if this is what you believe and it works for you and it's in your best interest, then so be it. And your particular situation right now, you're best moving back east with the family. I don't mean to be harsh, but do not be judgmental. It's not for us to judge others on any level. And, you know, be true to yourself and your mission statement and how you live, because you're only responsible for yourself. You have to answer for yourself when you cross over and have your life, you know, not only your home welcoming party, but your life review. And it's how we think about others, and it's our integrity, it's our words, it's our deeds that count. You're in a very precarious situation here where you really have to go to the East Coast and be with your family, because it's not just about you improving your status of life monetarily and otherwise, but it's also about reconnecting to the family unit and understanding that family is very important, and also that God, bringing yourself back to God through the family is very important here. So there's actually several lessons for you, and I would encourage you to embrace them, and thou shalt not judge. And remember that.
I appreciate that, but it's really the other way around. They don't like what I believe in.
Either way, my dear, as I said, you're entitled to your belief system, and they're entitled to theirs. We can, what's that expression? Help me out here. We can disagree to agree?
Yeah.
Or agree to disagree?
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Right. All right.
I get the same thing from my family, if it's any consolation.
Okay.
Sometimes the best way to move out of judgment is to just be grateful.
Yes.
Just to move into
just
gratitude.
Be grateful and go with it. Be true to yourself. If you're true to yourself, the good woman that I know you are, your message, your presence, your example will come forward.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, Michelle, I don't know how on God's green earth time flies with you.
it's almost like we're in a time warp, right?
Exactly. We've only got about 3 minutes to close the show. So one of the things that I want to do is I want to remind everyone to just check out your website, michellewhitedove.com. Make sure you check out the appearance pages because there's places where she's going to be, and you don't want to miss her. If you get the opportunity to go to a seminar or a workshop or even to go and get a reading from her, everything's listed there, and so you definitely want to check that out. Information about your books. Now you were getting ready to publish or put out another book. Are you working on another book, Michelle?
Yes, actually the children's book called The Angels of the Ocean, Dolphins, Whales, and Mermaids. The
mm-hmm.
artist finally wrapped that up, so that's off to be printed, which is overseas.
Uh-huh.
The adult book that everybody's waiting for, which is The Sacred Code, The Universal Laws and Tools,
uh-huh.
is actually with we're deciding on who's going to publish it. I'm not going to publish that particular book due to the show that I did on Lifetime called America's Psychic Challenge, where they named me America's number one psychic.
Oh, yes, you are.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you, I worked hard for it.
Oh, I know you
Lifetime.
Did.
So that book, we're waiting to hear what the date is, but I imagine that those both those books that should have came out at the end of last year will definitely be coming out this year, and that will be posted on my website, michellewhitedove.com. And, again, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale May 3rd to 4th at the New Life Expo, and also Los Angeles, May 30th, June 1st at the Book Expo of America, as well as doing private readings and for my national appearances and so forth. Like you said, just go to michellewhitedove.com.
And you got some new news coming out on the website shortly, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much.
You know, I've actually saw where they've been rerunning America's Psychic Challenge on
TV. You know what? Thank you for telling me that, because someone else said that. My manager didn't believe me. So they are rerunning it on Lifetime?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
I'm not 100% if it's Lifetime, and it could be another channel, but I know that I hate to say it, but it's like I like to zone out. I usually don't watch TV. I never have
it
on, but I turn it on. It's Friday nights. And so I'm like, "Oh, cool." I mean, watching a rerun was fun. So, cuz you notice things you didn't notice before.
I know, but is it Lifetime or is it another network?
I might be another. I would check it out, Michelle.
Okay,
I mean, don't take me to the bank on that, but I think it might be another.
No, it's the second time I've heard it, so I know they're rerunning it.
Yeah, you're being rerun. So everybody could see that again. I'll tell you what. I mean, it's a fascinating journey to watch it from start to finish.
Yeah,
I think, and a very validating. And you certainly, I mean, anybody out there that wasn't a believer, you had to have made a believer out of a skeptic with what you did when you won that. We were standing on top of the place where the guy was buried in a 10-acre desert. Good God, Michelle, that was fabulous. But,
hey,
guess what? It's time to go.
All right.
I can't thank you enough for coming back on. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. You're so lovely. I'll be happy to do your show anytime, my dear. You're wonderful.
Okay, and you are wonderful. And so, everyone, thank you so much. Everybody that called in, everybody that's listening, we love you. We'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, I'm sure Michelle joins me when I wish you love, peace, and abundant blessings. Good night, everyone. Good night, Michelle.
Good night.